We're now doing Mishnayos Hey and Vov in Perek Tes, last Perek of Erechin. And these Mishnayos continue with the topic of walled cities and the houses in a walled city. One Mishnah will deal with the definition of a house in a walled city, and the other will deal with the definition of what constitutes a walled city. Mishnah Hey, Kol Shehu Lifnim Min HaChoma, whatever is within the perimeters of the wall, Hariyu Kaboti Yori Choma, Chutz Min HaSodos, with the exception of Sodos. So the Rav explains that the Kol comes to include in the Mishnah everything that's within the perimeters of the walls is like Boti Yori Choma, comes to include other structures that are not houses per se. But structures like a building that in which olive oil is pressed, where the bad is, the olive press is, or merchatzos, or bathhouses, or excavations like cisterns, man-made excavations or man-made caves, for which they use for mikvos, and like such structures and migdolos, towers, perhaps watchtowers or storage towers, such structures, even though they weren't habitated structures, but they are used by the people of the town, such structures too have the halacha of Boti Yori Choma, and if they're sold after a year, they remain the property of the buyer. Rabbi Meir Omer Afa Hasodos. Rabbi Meir says even a field, and Rav explains that Rabbi Meir is not talking about a field that grows vegetables or crops, but rather a grain, rather a field meaning land, like rocky land or sandy land, that has some relationship to the building of a house. And Rabbi Meir's svara is that since rocky land can either be used to lay the foundation of the house on, or the rocks can be used in the building of the house, and sand can be used for making bricks for the house, since they have some relationship to the house, such land has a din of Boti Yori Choma also. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, that it has to be an actual structure that's used, and not just a piece of land, even though the land is rock or sand and not fit for growing. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bayis Habonoi, skip the little piece, Bayis Habonoi B'choma. The look is not like Rabbi Meir. Bayis Habonoi B'choma. Imagine you have a wall for a walled city where the wall is very thick. And you have within this wall, you built a house was built. Either when the wall was first built, the house was built within the wall, or the house was excavated into the wall. And the outer perimeter of the wall is still the outer wall of that house also. So, Bayis Habonoi B'choma, this house that's built into the wall itself, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Enu Kaboti Yori Choma. Rabbi Yehuda says this is not considered to be a bias of an Yori Choma, and if it's sold, it doesn't remain in the hands of the buyer after a year. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the inner perimeter of the wall that within which the house has to be a Boti Yori Choma. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kotel Hachitzon Hichomoso. The outer part of the wall, meaning the outer perimeter of the wall, that also is the wall of the outer wall of the house. So machlokas apparently is, and the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas apparently is what constitutes the wall, the outer perimeter of the wall or the inner perimeter of the wall. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the inner perimeter of the wall is the defining wall, and within which a house has to be a bias in an Ir Choma. Mishnah Vav, Ir Shigagosel Choma Soa, means a city where the walled, where the roofed houses, the Gagos referred to a roofed house, where the houses themselves are next to each other tightly, and they form a wall around the inner parts of the city. So that's not considered a walled city. And also, she'ena mukefes choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. and a city that wasn't walled in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. The Rav doesn't qualify this, and we can work, we generally work with Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun. It just explains that it doesn't make a difference if later on the wall exists, was still in existence or not. As long as we know that there was a wall in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, that defines the walled city, even though the wall no longer existed at a later time. The Baal Tosfos Yom Tov gets involved with machlokas and arguments in Rishonim involving the Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael, and some like the Rambam maintain that since the first Kedusha was abrogated, when the Kedusha came when Yehoshua came into the land, and by the way, the halacha of a walled city is a manifestation of the Kedusha, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Bikurim lists stages of sanctity in a walled city as more sanctity than a non-walled city. So the Rambam says that after the first Golus, the Kedusha was gone, and then the definition of a walled city was reformulated when Ezra came into the land of Israel. So it was ever a walled city at the time when Ezra came into the land of Eretz Yisrael, that had gained the Kedusha of a walled city, and that was the cities that had Kedushas of Ir Choma, and the Dinim of Ir Choma. And the Rambam holds that the second Kedusha after Ezra didn't go away. Itself is a machlokas in Rishonim. But the Rav doesn't qualify over here. So again, the Mishnah comes in and excludes two things. A walled city where the walls are the houses themselves. Not houses built into the wall, but the houses themselves constitute the protective perimeter of the city. And Shein Mukefes Choma, and also that was not surrounded by a wall at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Even though later on it might not have had the wall, it still has this, that status of a walled city. So Einik Bote Yori Choma. Ve'eluhein Bote Yori Choma. We have to define what constitutes a city. We discussed what constitutes a wall. But what constitutes a city? The minimum requirements of a city. So the minimum requirements are: a city has to have Sholosh Chatzeros, to be defined as a city, three courtyards, Sholshnei Shnei Batim. Each courtyard had two houses in it. The way the cities of the time of Chazal were, that you had courtyards, usually the courtyards consisted of the houses next to each other, and they formed a wall for the courtyard. And there was behind the courtyards, there were some wide spaces for usage, for storage, for growing, and the like. And then you had if it was a walled city, a wall around all of that. And that's what we're talking about, the wall all around all these things. So in the courtyard, you had houses, so the minimal amount of courtyards for the walls to be considered a city, and it's certainly a walled city, is three courtyards, each with two houses in the courtyard. Generally, the courtyards led into what's called a mavoi, into an alleyway that was between courtyards, and the alleyway led into the Rishus Harabim, led into the public thoroughfare outside of the city. So to be considered a city, it required three chatzeros, of two houses each, and then if there was a wall around all of that, from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, or at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, more correctly, even if it's not there now, then a house that's sold in that city is, after a year, it remains in the hands of the buyer. And then the Mishnah goes on and gives examples of Mukafas Choma Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun. Mishnah says, Mukafus choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun kigon kotzra hayeshona shel tziporim. It was some small city that was near Tziporim. V'chokra shel Gush Cholov. Similarly, a small city chokra that was near Gush Cholov, which were known areas at that time. V'yodefes hayeshona, and the older area of Yodefes. V'gamla ugedud. V'chadir v'ono. Again, these are all known places in Eretz Yisrael. V'Yerushalayim. and we'll speak about Yerushalayim in a moment. V'chein k'yotzi b'hem, the cities that were known to be walled at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. The Rav points out that there must have been two Yerushalayims, because there's a halacha that a house is not cholut, that the law of Bati Arechoma does not apply to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So the Rav says Yerushalayim, the Kochoshi b'Masnisin, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Kaimelon, the Ein Bayis Cholut Yerushalayim, that a bayis is not cholut Yerushalayim, because the Tosfos Yom Tov explains the principle, because it's a machlokus, but this is according to the opinion that Yerushalayim was not nischalkel l'shvatim, it was not divided up amongst tribes, but rather it belonged to all the tribes of Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, no one had the right to, you know, sell something forever in Yerushalayim. It belonged universally to all of Israel. So he says, "She'ena bayis cholut bo el Yerushalayim acheres shoyes beret Yisrael." So the Yerushalayim mentioned here in the Mishnah is a different Yerushalayim that was in the land of Israel. V'gam himu cheves chom mimos Yeshua v'hayu bayis cholut bo kishua bot yori choma. So that Yerushalayim mentioned in the Mishnah was not Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, but it was just another Yerushalayim that was a walled city from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, from Yehoshua ben Nun, where the laws of Bati Arechoma, that a house that sold and not redeemed in the course of a year remains the property of the buyer forever, where that law applies.